Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. The CoinDesk 20 index fell, with Chainlink and Near Protocol hit hardest, while Bitcoin dipped below $83,000 amidst macroeconomic concerns. Meanwhile, Rex shares and Osprey funds are filing for the Move ETF, and Thailand's SEC is approving USDT and USDC trading. Let's dig in. The CoinDesk 20 index is down 7.2% as all assets declined. Chainlink dropped 14.3% and Near Protocol 12.5%. Bitcoin fell to $80,226, sparking a pre-market drop of over 5% in Coinbase and MicroStrategy shares. The Crypto Fear Index hit a low of 17. Bitcoin's correction from a peak of $109,000 mirrors past patterns, hinting at sell the news parallels seen post-US ETF launch. Rex shares and Osprey funds filed with the SEC for an ETF tracking move, an Ethereum Layer 2 network, as Move's value climbed 5%. Thailand's SEC approved USDT and USDC for trading, starting March 16, aligning with global trends. Pakistan is exploring blockchain to cut remittance costs, while Utah's new bill supports crypto rights but omits a Bitcoin reserve clause. El Salvador continues Bitcoin purchases, defying IMF guidelines, now holding over 6,000 BTC. Michael Saylor's strategy firm announced a $21 billion stock offering to buy Bitcoin, causing a slight price rise but a 5.5% drop in strategy shares. The ECB targets a digital euro launch by October, despite lawmakers' concerns. In Spain, BBVA gains approval to offer Bitcoin and Ethereum trading, complying with EU's MiCA regulation. The stablecoin market cap exceeds $200 billion, with USDC nearing $60 billion. Meanwhile, Kraken plans an IPO in 2026 as regulatory conditions improve under Trump's administration. Bitcoin faces macro challenges with Japan's bond yields reaching 17-year highs, prompting traders to eye $70,000. Eric Trump suggests a long-term crypto holding strategy, contrasting with market volatility. Cardano's support zone between 80 and 66 cents is crucial for potential recovery. Dogecoin's price may hit 12 cents before rebounding, while Bitcoin could aim for a new high of $128,000, according to on-chain data. Meanwhile, the dollar's decline supports Bitcoin's medium-term prospects. In crypto gaming, Robinhood launched a $2 million trivia game, and Axie Infinity announced a new MMO. Ethos Network aims to enhance crypto trust by bringing reputation on-chain, while FreePic has become a generative AI powerhouse. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.